Hello, everyone. I'm George from Ireland. Hello, I'm George from Ireland. Talking about news from Ireland, not from my part, the Republic, but from the North. And that is a debate in Northern Ireland, in the Northern Ireland Assembly. So there's this bill about baby loss certificates. When a child dies in utero, a certificate issued recognizing this child was alive. Unfortunately, this girl or boy died at a very early stage before he or she had a chance to be born. But I think that's only going to be recorded if the child after dies after 24 weeks gestational age. If the girl or boy girl or boy dies before that, then there won't be such a certificate issued. Now, sometimes the infant dies at a very early stage, and the mother may not even be aware that she's pregnant. Okay, just passes out of her body, might be like microscopic. She might have been pregnant for a matter of days or just a fortnight or something. But there's been a 12-week public consultation on this. Now, why after 20 weeks? I suppose that's the point of viability. If this child is born after 24 weeks in utero, he or she might survive. If they're born before 24 weeks, they almost never survive. I mean, more than a few hours or days. Anyway, there was a suggestion by a member of the Legislative Assembly, Timothy Gaston, who represents the traditional unionist voice, and he said that mothers who aborted their daughters and sons could apply, should be allowed to apply for such a certificate, and so on. Now, this wasn't going to be compulsory. These weren't going to be forcing people. If the mother wishes to recognise the humanity of her dead daughter or son, the life lost or whatever, even though the mother chose to kill her child, tell it like it is. Maybe the child was unviable, was sure to die in pain outside the womb. Maybe whatever, there was some grave risk to the mother's life, and the woman had to do it to save her own life. Okay, or maybe it was kind of completely selfish reasons. It usually is. But even if this child is doomed to die very soon, we're all doomed to die. What difference does it make if it's one day or 100 years? We're all going to die, and nothing changes that fact. What's the moral difference to the time scale, and so forth? So, well, will it cause more suffering? I mean, I don't know how the child would suffer more outside the womb and inside the womb is really just for the mother's sake, not for the sake of a daughter or son. All right. But on the other side, a member of the Legislative Assembly for the Alliance and Party of Northern Ireland, Kelly Armstrong, said that the scheme already encompassed every kind of loss, including when the child died, because the mother chose to have that child killed, and so on. This woman, Kelly Armstrong, said she's undergone 13 miscarriages, which is astonishing. Now, she said that Mr. Gasson's language was triggering and upsetting. Well, it may be triggering and upsetting, but tough. He's got the right to say what he wants. Now, politics is difficult. These are sensitive issues. And so you've got to be willing to take that if we're going to talk about something which is very painful. There are a few things more painful than the death of a loved one, particularly a small child. If your grandmother, grandfather dies over the age of 100, it might be easier to cope with a bereavement. The woman concerned pointed out she's a bereavement counsellor and said she doesn't want the word abortion used about those who've miscarried. It's on their medical records as a spontaneous abortion. It's incredibly callous and cruel. Well, abortion could mean that. When the child means naturally, but yeah, in modern times we don't do that. I don't want to confuse willful murder with natural death, even if the natural death is at a very early stage. Because I suppose the abortionists, they started to use that word as a euphemism to cover up what they were actually doing, to pretend this murder was some sort of a natural process when it's not, when it's an interference of the natural process for entirely malevolent reasons. Now, I'm not against interfering with natural processes. Medicines are, operations are good, that's fine. We should interfere with natural processes as much as possible to prevent suffering, to save people. But what we shouldn't be doing them is when someone is respiring, when someone's heart is beating, and so forth, when there is life, to interfere in a way to end that life. Because, of course, if you deliberately kill a totally innocent person, that's murder, isn't it? What else is murder? You're an innocent person. Nobody's perfect, but you're not there trying to kill somebody right now. If someone were to stop your respiration forever, causing your death, that would be murder, wouldn't it? And if someone were to stop your heart beating forever, wouldn't have to stop it beating that long, but until you die, that would be murder, wouldn't it? Now, why is that different if you do it to someone who's younger? much younger, decades younger, years younger. How is that better? Anyway, it's staggering, it's sickening. You see the double think, you see the cognitive dissonance. Otherwise humane, decent, wise and intelligent people who'll tell themselves that murder is healthcare. And there's that psychological effect that if you repeat things often enough, they will believe it. And that's why they constantly din it into you. That's why abortionists push their propaganda, their lies. If you ever have this in the title of a YouTube video, something will pop up from the National Health Service in the United Kingdom saying abortion is a process to end pregnancy. Well, pregnancy is somebody's life, isn't it? Birth is a process to end pregnancy. Vaginal delivery or a cesarean section, these are processes which end pregnancy. So, you know, a baby always comes out of his or her mother. The question is, does he or she come out alive or dead? Alive is better, isn't it? Life is better than death, isn't it? That shouldn't be up for debate. It's just beyond argument. So they'll come up with all sorts of bad faith arguments. So the woman said, Mrs. Armstrong said, she doesn't like the use of abortion in relation to much loved baby. Okay, well, I mean, I agree. We shouldn't do that. We should be more sensitive. But Mr. Gaston insisted that he was misrepresented. So why is it that a woman who's had an abortion shouldn't be allowed to get a certificate if she wants to? Who does it harm if she wants to apply this and it gives some sort of satisfaction to her, some sort of closure, some sort of healing for post-abortive women? Why is that a bad thing? Because yet again, it's the abortionists trying to pretend they're not children. Being alive is not alive. You still see the flagrant lies that they tell. There are people who abort their children who regret it terribly, who mourn for this the rest of their lives. I know a woman who's done this as guilt-stricken to this day. Something she did in her early 20s. She's now 48 and she carries that with her. Why it's such a visceral issue, why it's such a sensitive subject, why it's simply an explosive subject. And I could see on her face that she was conscience-stricken. She knew she was guilty. She knew she committed the most abominable crime against her own daughter and son, which is why she was in vehement denial about it, because she couldn't take it. She couldn't face up to the appalling crime she committed against a totally innocent child. She considered herself a good, generous person, an idyllic mother, a bit of an overachiever. And then she was racked with guilt. I mean, rightly so. Obviously, it should be a life sentence. In a way, I'm glad she's suffering and that she does have some moral decency. Of course she feels guilty. Of course she should feel ashamed. Anyone who commits this most unspeakable barbarity should have murderer tattooed across her face so we'd all know what she's really like. But, you know, unlike abortionists, I wouldn't execute people. They want the death penalty, but only for children. I don't want it even for abortionists. I would show more mercy to mass murderers than they would show even to their own children. They definitely want the death penalty, but only for the most innocent of all. So pretending that your humanity is dependent on other opinion. No, it's not. If someone else says I'm not human, I still am human. If somebody else says I'm not alive, but I still am alive, it doesn't change the fact, does it? Even if 90% of people, even if 100% of people say that a human is not a human, they're wrong. The truth isn't democratic. If 100% of the population said that someone is not alive when he or she is alive, it's still wrong, isn't it? They have their rights. This child is unwanted. So what? He or she is still alive. A lot of people are unwanted. Abortionists are unwanted by me. That doesn't diminish their humanity, and that does not deprive them of their right to life. So it's saddening, it's sickening, it's totally unsurprising that these abortionist demagogues will continue their war on children. They're bloodthirsty, they're vicious, they're selfish, they're sick. It's absolutely foul, the vilest crime imaginable. They're perpetrating on a huge scale every single day, and they're still not satisfied. There's no end to their bloodlust. They want to murder more and more little children at a later and later stage. So I saw a debate with an abortionist, and she said that to kill a child 30 seconds after he or she came out would be murder, but 30 seconds before he or she came out would not be murder. Why not? Well, because it's abortion. But why is that different from murder? Well, because that's what it is, because it's in the womb. But wait a second. The effect of the child is exactly the same, isn't it? I mean, stopping the heart beating forever is exactly the same. It makes no difference to the girl or boy if he or she is in utero or not. The effect is the same. So what difference does it make? You know, killing someone in this room or outside this room, it wouldn't make any difference to the person. He or she would still be killed, you know? And you know, the whole age argument doesn't work. children were born at 24 weeks and survive, you say it'd be wrong to kill this girl or boy. A child could be in utero beyond 40 weeks, and you say it'd be right to murder this child. And when it's absolutely nothing to do with the mother's health, when there's no risk of the mother's health whatsoever. And in fact, having one or two children is even good for a woman's health, particularly her mental health. Women who've given birth to children, live children, are much less likely to commit suicide, for example. Right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.